And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Friends, this is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, I want to talk to you today about a subject that I believe is dear to my heart, so much so that it overcomes any other topic that I've ever spoken about. It has to do with God's Word, the Holy Bible, but there's more than that. You see, there's an incredible movement in the world today to blot out the words of God. His Word, the Holy Bible. And specifically, the words in the New Testament. The Bible says clearly, the New Testament tells us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if these words can be blotted out forever, then all memory of Christ will also be removed from public life and from our hearts. That's the scam. That's the scheme. That's the conspiracy, the plot to destroy, to defame and destroy the New Testament. The Christian Bible, the very heart of the Bible. Oh, I'm not demeaning the Old Testament. You see, we believe here at Power of Prophecy that every word of God is pure, is true. You cannot take out even one word, not even a pronoun from the Bible without losing some element of its meaning and its power. We believe in the prophetic word of God. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, it says in the book of Revelation. How then can we possibly agree to take out any words of the Bible? That's why we so heavily promote and believe in the King James Bible, the pure word of God. The Textus Receptus manuscript from which it came, the received text. Now, we've been attacked bitterly for our stand in this matter, but I don't care. I want you to understand there is a bigger picture for you to realize. There is a massive, monumental conspiracy against God and His people. There is a conspiracy of evil so immense our puny minds cannot possibly grasp it. But God reveals things to His prophets, to His people. Amos 3 verse 7 says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets." Now friend, are you a man or woman of God? If so, this topic today will strike you hard at the very depth of your being. You will be convicted to do something about what I'm going to tell you about. There are haters and despisers of Christ, and they believe if they can cut out, remove all vestiges of memory of our precious Lord and Savior and of the apostles, then, and their teachings, then nothing left will be left of Christianity. They are accomplishing this through the new perverted Bible versions. But there's more they want. They would like to get rid of all of the New Testament if they could. I mean, the fast track for them would be to destroy it entirely. Now they're only doing it piecemeal. A chapter here, a verse here, a passage there, a word here. Oh, it's working. Read the new versions, and they come like, I mean, Mark Twain could have written the Bible. Stephen King could have written the Bible. It's a horror, all right? Let me tell you why this assault on the Bible. Let's get to the very meaning of it up front. Ephesians 2 verse 12 tells you something that is so hated by those who don't want to believe it. And yet it is the most powerful and the most precious passage that you can imagine. It says that at that time ye were without Christ, having no hope, and without God in the world. Ephesians 2 verse 12, Paul writing to the people of Ephesus. Imagine that. He's telling them, without Christ there is no hope. There is no God, because Christ is God. And without Christ you have no hope. You have not God. We see in the New Testament, we're told by Peter, by John, that if a man or a woman has not the Son, they have not the Father. And if you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. You can't separate the Father from the Son. Nor can you separate the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Because these three are one. It is Christ's blood on the cross that draws us close to God. And without that blood, we cannot possibly know God. He made eternal peace between God and man. Now, with this knowledge being so powerful, it becomes necessary for the devil and his human agents, the Jews, that's right, the Jews, to plot against the very Word of God, to blot out all memory of this fantastic saving hope that is Christ, without which there is no salvation. There's only damnation. That is why the New Testament has been targeted for destruction by the Jews. I understand that. And I know why it is. But unfortunately today, the whole so-called Christian evangelical movement, all the Baptists and all the others out there, the Assemblies of Gods and the Pentecostals, it seems like, they've all fallen into the lap of the Judaizers. And they say, we and the Jews could come together as one if it only were not for that horrid book, the New Testament. Because in the Jewish Talmud, their own holy book, Shabbat 1, chapter 116a, it says, Jews must destroy the books of the Christians, especially the New Testament. This is a Talmudic prescription. This is a requirement of the rabbis. The Jews must destroy the books of the Christians, especially the New Testament. They've got to do it. How are they doing it? Well, I'm going to show you some of the ways today. But the amazing thing is they've got so-called Christians, even fundamentalists and evangelicals, in their back pocket, helping them to defame and destroy the New Testament. I'm a member, believe it or not, of the Jewish Book Club. Or I was until a while back. My membership ran out. Why did I join the Jewish Book Club? Well, I like to keep up with what the Jews are reading. I wanted to know the books that they considered special and necessary. Let me tell you about one of the books that was offered by the Jewish Book Club. I ordered it from the Jewish Book Club. It's entitled Anti-Semitism in the New Testament. Anti-Semitism in the New Testament. Maybe you didn't realize that. According to Jewish scholars and rabbis and others in the Jewish community, the New Testament must be banned, it must be destroyed, it must be done away with, because it is anti-Semitic to its core. Lillian Freudman, the author of this book, it's published by the University Press of America. So that tells you something, a huge university press. And I looked on the back cover and I found some interesting things. It's endorsed by Michael Barenbaum of Georgetown University, a Catholic Jesuit school. It's endorsed by Dr. Clark Williamson of the Christian Theological Seminary. It's endorsed by Norman Beck, a Lutheran pastor and professor at Texas Lutheran College, and on and on. These Christians are gaga over this book, and what does the book say? It says the New Testament is a hateful book that must be de-antisemitized. That's a new word for you. It's anti-Semitic, says Dr. Freudman, the author. The New Testament is an anti-Semite tract or piece of literature. And the only thing that we can do is take out all the anti-Semitism. Ah. She says, though, in this book, it's a real problem to take all the anti-Semitism out because it's saturated through and through with anti-Semitism. And especially all the writings of Paul, because he was a hater of the Jews, even though he was a Jew himself. It's plain also the Bible, the New Testament, is full of errors, she said. She said, if we were to believe the New Testament, we Jews would have to believe then that Jesus is a witch. He's a shaman. He's a tool of the devil. Because look, he was said to do these miracles, and he was said to do this and that, and he spoke to the devils, and they would have to come out of people. Only witchcraft advocates can do that. Only shamans. Only Satan priests can do that. Jesus must have been a satanic priest. What's necessary? Take out all of those verses that show those miracles. You know Jesus didn't do those miracles, says Dr. Freudman. They're all made up. They're hoaxes. Take them out. That would be one way to de-antisemitize the Bible. Take out the miracles of Jesus. You know they're not true. We Jews know it. And to help you out so Jesus won't appear to us to be a witch and a satanic high priest, let's just take out all those things that he supposedly did that were miracles. Mm-hmm. She goes on and on to talk about how we can de-antisemitize the Bible. Abe Foxman, head of the Jewish ADL, Anti-Defamation League, a Mason, by the way, a Freemason. He's written a book, Never Again, The Threat of the New Antisemitism. You may not realize it, but listen to me. I don't care if your name is Jerry Falwell or John Hagee or Benny Hinn or Paul Crouch or any other pastor or Ted Haggard, Mr. Queer of the New Life Christian Church there in Colorado. Whatever your name is, listen to me. Do you believe what Abe Foxman says? Abe Foxman is a big pal of Pat Robertson of the 700 Clubs. Pat Robertson, listen to me. Do you agree with Abe Foxman, your big pal and buddy? In his new book, Never Again, The Threat of the New Antisemitism, he says, quote, the New Testament is a lying, hateful, harmful book. That's what the head of the Jewish ADL says. The New Testament is a lying, hateful, harmful book. And he says, it is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews in World War II. Wow, it's the New Testament that kills 6 million Jews, if you believe that number in the first place. That's the threat of the new anti-Semitism, the Bible. That's it. It's the cause of all the world's evils against the Jews, the Bible. The words of Jesus, the words of Paul, the words of John, the words of Peter, the words of Jude, got to get rid of all of it. Maybe we can leave a shred of it. Now, friends, throughout the centuries, men have written and published thousands of hideous and monstrous books. No doubt about it. In 18th century revolutionary France, the Illuminist philosopher, the Marquis de Sade, penned books that staggered people's imaginations. They were volumes filled with sordid accounts of sexual debauchery, cruel, sadistic tortures, masochistic atrocities. They destroyed souls by the tens of thousands. The books. In fact, the very word sadism came because of the sadism that was so prominent a feature in the Marquis de Sade's books. Today we have books just like the ones he wrote back then. They fill the shelves of adult triple X rated bookstores, no doubt. I'm told they do. I'm not interested in going in those places. I believe that devils themselves haunt those places. You want to be possessed by devils? Go in one of those adult bookstores. The devils cannot be everywhere, but they can go in the places where they're most likely to meet friendly souls. You'll find them there. Countless new accounts of savagery, evil books. But you don't have to go there. All you have to do is just go to the movie theater. Take your child to the movie theater. See movies like The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Saw, Scream, Nightmare on Elm Street. They're a lot more bloody and brutal and evil than the Marquis de Sade. I mean, he doesn't have anything on today's Hollywood producers. Even your children's cartoons and comic books, they best the Marquis de Sade in debauchery and sadism. These books and these films are dangerous. They pervert, they twist people's mind. They obsess the minds of criminals and molesters and incite these evil people to duplicate in real life the horrors which they see pictured in cinema. You'd think that the Jewish ADL, you'd think that the rabbis, you would think that the Jewish book club would want to get rid of such filth and trash. But what have they targeted? The Christian New Testament. With the sayings of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer, considering the mountain of diabolical books today, I visited the largest satanic New Age bookstores in the world, my friends. They have shelves and room after room of books on Hinduism and Buddhism and Satanism and witchcraft ritual. But the one book the Jewish community is latched onto as a book that must be banned and censored and destroyed and defamed is what? The Christian New Testament. And after all, this is the most powerful group of elitists in society, the Illuminati, the Jews. They've chosen the one book that has to go. The most horrible and dangerous book on this planet. The only book that even comes close to it, perhaps, is the Protocols of Zion, they say. But it doesn't compare with the anti-Semitism found in the New Testament. They want it criminalized. They want it to be a hate crime to publish it, to read it, to possess it, to own it, to show it in public, to keep it hidden even in your home. Now you would think with all of these people bashing the New Testament, you would think that the defenders of Jesus Christ and His Word would stand up. You would think that the John Hagees and the Billy Grahams and the Pat Robertsons would stand up and say, Dr. Freudman, You're wrong about the New Testament. Abe Foxman, shut up! You're a liar about the New Testament. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard the Bill O'Reillys and the Rush Limbaughs and all the other conservatives defending the New Testament against Abe Foxman and Dr. Lillian Freudman. Have you? No one is upset about the Jewish Talmud, the rabbi's most holy book, which says Jews must destroy the books of the Christians, especially the New Testament. I want to give you a few reasons why they want to get rid of it, though. I understand. I fully agree with their decision. They must destroy the evidence against them. The New Testament records something very, very fascinating, very, very damning. The New Testament says that when the Roman governor Pilate offered to free Jesus, having interviewed Jesus, having interrogated him, finding him an innocent man, the Roman governor Pilate came back to the people and said, I find no guilt in this man. And all of the people, all of the Jews said, crucify him. Matthew 27 verse 25 reads this way. Then answered all the people. How many? One Jew? Two Jews? A mob of Jews? A few rabbis? A few discontents? No. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Crucify him. They brought on themselves a great curse. My friends, the Bible says the tongue is a powerful thing. With it, you can bring into your life cursings or blessings. Oh, yes. Don't doubt for a moment that your tongue is a difference between life and death. You better bridle that tongue, dear Christian sister or brother. It will kill. It will kill your loved ones. It will kill you if you don't watch out. Give life to what your words say. And these words were of death. Because the Bible says in the Old Testament, all those who hate me love death, saith the Lord. Jews everywhere today seethe with anger when they read these words of truth found in God's Word, the New Testament. You see, if they had hearts of sorrow and repentance, then God would respond with love and care and kindness and save them. He cries out. He knocks at the door of the hearts of the Jews. They're no different than you and me, friends. We cannot hate the Jews, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God gave his life for the Jews just as much as he did for you and me. Don't ever forget that. Don't hate the Jews. But no matter how much I beg and plead with you from the pulpit here at Power of Prophecy not to hate the Jews, that will not change the fact that they will hate you. Why? Because you bear the testimony that is found in the pages of the New Testament. This is the one book that indicts the Jews for their hardness of heart, for their rejection of Christ, for their curse that they put upon their own nation and people. His blood be on us and on our children. Crucify him. It's a testimony against them. It's a witness book of Revelation, it says of the Latter-day Christians, they will be a witness. It will be their testimony by which they overcome the beast and his evil hordes. I want you to understand something. The New Testament of the Holy Bible is your testimony, and it is the testimony of Jesus Christ. If you refuse this testimony, then may your soul be damned forever. Did you hear what Textmark said? And in fact, the Bible says, if you take away one word of this testimony, this prophecy, then God will take your name out of the book of life and blot it out forever. Don't do it. But the Jews say, crucify him and crucify his words. Crucify the testimony of the apostles who served him and who were his prophets. Dr. Freudman, in her book, Antisemitism in the New Testament, says that Christianity cannot be accepted as a legitimate religion unless they de-antisemitize the New Testament. Only then will it be, quote-unquote, a legitimate religion. Do you understand that? They don't have a problem with Hindus. They don't have a problem with Buddhism. They don't have a problem with Jainism. They don't really have a problem with Islam. Their problem is with the New Testament. And you're not a legitimate religion. Why? Because of the words in that book. The New Testament, says Mr. Fox and all these other Jewish rabbis and leaders, the New Testament is a bigoted, hateful document. Why? It's responsible for the Holocaust and the murder of 6 million Jews in World War II. And that's just the beginning of the damage it's done for some 2,000 years, they say. In a magazine called Zion's Fire that's put out by Judaizers, I've met the leader of this ministry, and he's a big kiss up to the Jews and to Israel, no doubt about it. But he did write an interesting article way back in August 1992 in their magazine, Zion's Fire. He says, mention the New Testament to Jewish people and you create an instant barrier. In spite of the fact that most Jews have not read the New Testament or rarely know anything at all about its contents, you will bring to the surface an automatic prejudice and hostility. He goes on to say, for centuries, the New Testament has been a forbidden and accursed book to the Jewish mind. Yet, now listen, this is written by a Zionist, so-called Christian. He says, yet only in this book can men see the real Jesus. He's right. Only in this book can they see the real Jesus. He's right about that. But I believe he's wrong also. Because you can see Jesus even in the Old Testament. Read Isaiah 56, 57. You will see Jesus in the Old Testament as well. Perhaps not so clearly as the New Testament, but it's there. And you know what? If the Jews have their way, they will even take Jesus out of the Old Testament. All of its messianic prophecies also must go. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. I've got a lot more for you. We're going to expose the so-called Christian prophecy teacher who says why the New Testament is a pagan translation. When we return, right here on WWCR Radio. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. You know, I've spoken to many pastors about Judaism. For years, I've spoken to them and I asked them questions about Judaism. Usually the conversation goes like this. I say, Pastor Jones, what do you think Judaism is? And they say, oh, it's just the Old Testament religion of the Jews. And I ask them the question, so if you read the Old Testament and you understand what the Old Testament says, then you will understand Judaism. And the pastor says, yes, that's right. The Old Testament is the religion of Judaism. I have not had one pastor I've asked that question to in all these decades that really knew that Judaism has almost nothing to do with the Old Testament. Judaism is as far removed from the teachings of Moses, Isaiah, and all the prophets as well. A cesspool is removed from the Atlantic Ocean. Friends, Judaism is a religion of the devil. It has nothing to do with the Old Testament. Now, I know many people are going to challenge me on that because, like your pastors, you've been taught the same thing. Now, I want you to know a little bit about Judaism. In fact, we have a book for you, a book written by Michael Hoffman, and it's entitled Judaism's Strange Gods. You say, well, strange gods? Why, they worship the God of the Old Testament. Really? Are you sure? You need this book, Judaism's Strange Gods. Now, you will not find this book in just any bookstore. I don't know if you'll find it in a bookstore, but we offer it. Michael Hoffman, I don't know if he's a doctor or not, but he is a very much an intellectual man, has written a tremendous book. And let me tell you, he actually quotes from their own Jewish Talmud. They have a holy book other than the Old Testament. Did you know that? The Jews study another book. You know, the Mormons have the Book of Mormon and the Bible. You can't understand Mormonism without realizing they have another Bible. And the Jews have another Bible. It's called the Talmud. It's the sayings and the teachings of their sages over the centuries, the rabbis. They give heedance to what the rabbis had to say. And if a man was a famous rabbi, then they took certain of his sayings and put into this book. And now they teach it for fact, because wasn't this rabbi with God? Of course. He was a godly man, and that's his wisdom is for you to learn today. That's the teachings of the Jewish Talmud. There are many volumes of the Jewish Talmud. And by the way, the 613 laws of the Judaic religion, you think you can find them in the Old Testament? Think again. They're not in the Old Testament. The halakha, the Jewish law, but it is in the Jewish Talmud. Now, you've got to have this book. It'll tell you, for example, that rape of a child is wrong. It's a great sin. Unless the child is a little girl of 3 years and younger. Then it's not rape at all. It's not even a sexual connection. You can molest a little boy. It's really not molestation. It's not even a sexual connection. Unless he's of a certain age. And then you don't have to worry at all if they're Gentile. You can cheat Gentiles. You can lie. You can defraud them. It's okay. And if you make a promise, you don't have to keep it. If at one time during the year, you got permission from God so that any promises you make that year, you don't have to keep. That's part of the Talmud too. Oh, the Talmud is a strange book. You won't find it in the Old Testament. So what do the rabbis really teach? Friends, I want to tell you something. Don't go visit your local synagogue and think you can discuss Moses' laws or even the Ten Commandments with the rabbis. They have entire volumes explaining away the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Well, yes, you should not steal, but wait, there are exceptions. You should not kill. Is that one of the Ten Commandments? Well, yes, but wait. Rabbi Maimonides explained it this way. If you see a Gentile and he's fallen down a well, a water well, don't go save him. In fact, if you see that he's fallen down the well, just keep on going. Let him die there. Let him drown. After all, he's a Gentile. He's worthy of death. It's not murder unless you kill a Jew. In the movie Schindler's List, the little Jewish man working for Mr. Schindler said, the Talmud says, if you save one life, it's if you had saved the whole world. Oh, it sounded so holy. But as Mr. Hoffman explains and shows and presents evidence in this book, Judaism, Strange Gods, what the Talmud actually says is, if you save one Jewish life, it's as if you had saved the whole world. But if you save one Gentile life, it's nothing. You have to understand, friends, this is a religion of the devil. But don't we already know that? The New Testament tells us that. Jesus said to the Jews, you are of your father, the devil, and his works you will do. He was a liar from the beginning and the father of it. The Jews are of their father, the devil, and their religion is a religion of lies and slander and wickedness. It's a hard religion. Is it the religion of the Old Testament? No, no. If it were, I would praise it. Although the Bible says the New Testament has now outdated the Old Testament and it is vanished. It is done away with. Not the Old Testament, but the Old Covenant, that is. We have a new covenant with Jesus Christ. The Old Testament has wisdom? Yes. It talks about sin and there are valuable lessons? Absolutely. But without the New Testament, friends, you don't have true religion. No way. But interestingly enough, even the Jews have jettisoned the Old Testament. That's right. Christians have the Old and the New Testament. The Jews don't even use the Old Testament. They use their Talmud. You need to find out what the Jews really teach. You need to go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you don't know what you're talking about. Here's what the Jews really teach. It's in Michael Hoffman's book, Judaism, Strange Gods. Now, the book is just $16. Just $16. Add $4 shipping and handling for a $20 bill. Friends, you can't go to many restaurants today and take your wife out. Maybe you can at McDonald's or something. That costs you $15 nowadays for a good meal at McDonald's and some places are Wendy's restaurants. My wife always calls those fancy outdoor dining establishments, you know, Wendy's and McDonald's and Whataburger. $20 isn't a lot now, but I'm telling you, if you want to learn and discover the truth about the Jews' religion, this is the book, Judaism's Strange Gods by Michael Hoffman. Here's how to get the book. $20, cover shipping, handling, everything. $20. Just write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can phone us toll-free during the work week. That's Monday through Friday, Central Time, 8 to 5:30. Call us at 1-800, that's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about the fact that the Jews have targeted the New Testament for defamation, for slander, for destruction. Recently, reading Christian News newspaper, had an article they said, and let me quote it, it says, Jews and liberal churchmen continue to charge that the New Testament is anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mentioned that Abe Foxman, head of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a Jewish Mason, says that the New Testament is a lying, hateful, hurtful book, ultimately responsible, he says, for the deaths of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. Maybe that's why the Jewish-owned media continue to bash the Bible. You know, CBS did a 48-hour program, a special called The Mystery of Christmas. According to The Mystery of Christmas and CBS, Christ Jesus was a bastard. A bastard. Mary gave birth to a bastard. But then, that's what the Jewish Talmud, their most holy book of the rabbis, teaches the Jews. It's not what the New Testament says. And that's another reason why they want to get rid of the New Testament. In her book, Anti-Semitism in the New Testament, offered as a major offering of the Jewish Book Club, Dr. Lillian Fraudman says, one of the worst parts of the New Testament is the claim in it that Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary. Horrible, says Dr. Freudman. Not true. In fact, she says this was misinterpreted. It should be that he was born to a Jewish maiden, a Jewish young woman, not a virgin. They trash Jesus, don't they? They trash the Christian family, just like they trashed Mary. And they continue to do so, dear friends. You know, way back in 1952, I have an article I dug up in my research. The American Jewish Committee in its American Jewish Yearbook. Now remember, this is in 1952. On page 559, they boasted of, quote, significant advances in achieving the elimination of hostile references from Christian textbooks and lesson books, particularly relating to the crucifixion story. The American Jewish Committee bragged, they said, largely due to our efforts, 85% of Protestant, that's Christian schools now, 85% of Protestant textbooks are free of disparaging references to the Jew. Wow. All the way back in 1952, the Jews bragged that 85% of the textbooks of Protestant Christian schools had taken out references to the Jews. New Testament references to the Jews. And then they hold out this carrot for us. Let me give you an example. A Jewish rabbi, Dr. Pinchas Haman, of Bar Ilan University in Israel, recently wrote an article about the New Testament and about Christianity. He said, Christians and Jews cannot have fellowship until the Christians make a choice. They must either retain their present belief system and be anti-Semitic or form a partnership with the Jewish people. Dr. Haman of Bar Ilan University says that modern Christians must return to their Jewish roots by rejecting the teachings of the New Testament. And they must observe the Jews' 7 Noahide laws. Well, in a later session here, a later program of Power of Prophecy, we'll talk about these so-called Noahide laws, by which the Jews, by the way, are threatening you. If you don't obey the Noahide laws, someday they will cut off your head. They will behead all the people of the world, all the Gentiles, that is, who do not obey the seven Noahide laws. That's part of their Talmud. Isn't it interesting? The book of Revelation talks about those who refuse to take the mark of the beast, or the name or the number of the beast. It says they will be beheaded for their faith. And what do the Jews teach? That if you do not obey their Talmud, if you do not reject the Christian New Testament, you will be beheaded for your faith. You see, they don't want you just to return to your so-called Jewish roots. They want to not just Judaize Christianity, they want to Satanize Christianity. Satanize Christianity. And you know what? Christianity is willingly accepting it now. Columbus, Ohio, June 15, 2006. Headline: Episcopal Convention Condemns Bible as Anti-Jewish. Let me read it to you again. Dateline, Columbus, Ohio, June 15, 2006. Episcopal Church. Now, the Episcopal Convention, that's all of their pastors. This is, by the way, the 75th General Convention of the Episcopal Church. Passed a resolution condemning the Bible as an anti-Jewish document. The resolution talked about the anti-Jewish prejudice in the Bible as expressed in Christian scriptures and liturgical texts. Isn't that what Dr. Freudman talks about in her Jewish book club book, Anti-Semitism in the New Testament? Isn't that what Abe Foxman talks about in his book, Never Again, The Threat of the New Anti-Semitism? The Bible is anti-Jewish. That is, the New Testament is anti-Jewish. And now the 75th General Convention of the Episcopal Church, friends, the Episcopal Church is almost in every large town of any size in America. And the Episcopal pastors and laymen say the Bible is an anti-Semitic piece of trash. Makes you wonder why they claim to be Christian if they don't believe in the Word of God, the Christian New Testament. But I know why they claim to be Christian. Of course, devils always claim to be Christian. How else can they win so many victories against God's people but to burrow their way like little poisonous worms inside the body of Christ and say, I'm a Christian too, and I believe the Bible is anti-Semitic. Ha, ha, ha. These people are deadly. Why? Not because you or I would believe them, but because potential Christians, baby Christians, begin to believe these things. They begin to cast a dark light, a negative light, on the very Word of God that could bring them salvation if they but believed in it. The Episcopal Church leaders said, specifically the gospel account of the crucifixion. But that's not all. There's many verses in the Christian scriptures that must go. Well, they're doing it with the new Bible verses now. I warned you about this. I have a video called Unholy Bible Versions of the New Age. You need to get that video. We still offer it. I'm telling you, it could change your life. It's a video. It's a video called Unholy Bible Versions of the New Age. We offer it for, what, $20? Do we have it in DVD, Sandra? I'm not sure we do. We'll try to get it for you in DVD if you want it. But we have it now in VHS. It shows you, for example, that in the New International Version, they're already taking out all the references to the Jews. And they're replacing them with, like, the people. It is on DVD. Thank you. Sandra, my producer here, says it is on DVD, if you'd like it in that format. Unholy Bible Versions of the New Age. The Lord's Prayer begins this way in the King James Bible. Our Father, which art in heaven. pretty powerful, isn't it? There is a Father God. And where is he? He is in heaven. We are on earth, dear friends. You may be situated in heavenly places as a Christian, but your flesh is right here on this old earth. And it's going to be here till Jesus takes it up to heaven to glory to be with him upon your death or upon the catching away of the saints. But I want you to understand something. I want you to understand that the New International Version of the Bible has changed it. It doesn't say, our Father which art in heaven. It says, Father. That's it. Not our Father, just Father. And he's not in a place called heaven anymore. Not in that particular place where the first gospel mentions the new, Lord's Prayer. And the NIV. By the way, every Baptist church has the NIV. Go there. There are just a handful of Baptist churches left today that use the King James. And yet, they've stricken out the fact that God is our Father. That means the Father of the Christians, those who believe in Him. And that He's in a place called heaven. Naturally, Satan doesn't want you to believe that there's a real Father in heaven you can pray to. He wants to be called Father. Anton LaVey said he prayed to his Father. When he was asked what Father, he said the Father of Lights. The Father of Lights. Anton LaVey was the high priest of the Church of Satan. He said, I pray to our Father. And who is his Father? The Father of Lights. Did not Paul warn us in the New Testament that Satan would come disguised as an angel of light and his ministers come disguised as ministers of righteousness? I'll tell you about a minister of righteousness, an angel of light. His name is Arno Froese, F-R-O-E-S-E, Midnight Call Ministries. I know the man personally. I don't count him a friend, but I've talked with him. I've had dinner with him. I've chatted with him. We've talked about the Bible, but he says the King James Bible is a pagan translation. All New Testaments are pagan translations. Pagan translations? That's what he says. He said, I do believe in the Word of God. I want to quote you, Mr. Froese. I want you to consider how the devil does things. He says this. He says, quote, we should not blaspheme the word of God. Now remember, this man has one of the largest prophetic ministries in the world today. He puts out a magazine that's available at many Christian bookstores called Midnight Call, Arno Froese. He warns, he says, we should not blaspheme the word of God and place our pagan language translation above the original Word of God. Huh? Huh? Sounds good at first. Everybody would agree. We shouldn't blaspheme the Word of God. Yeah, you're right, Mr. Froese. We should not place our pagan language translation above the original Word of God. That's true. But wait, he's not finished yet. He says that all Bibles are pagan, except the original Word of God, and he says it's not in existence. Huh? Say what? Well, can you show me, I ask him, the New Testament that you believe the Word of God is the Word of God? He said, there are none. All New Testaments are pagan translations. And you blaspheme the Word of God by saying that they are the pure Word of God. If you say the New Testament is a pure Word of God, he says, blasphemy! It's a pagan thing. Wow. He's a prophecy teacher. What prophecy is he teaching? It's pretty absurd. He says, I only believe in the original Word of God. I ask him for a copy of it. He said, I don't have one. It doesn't exist. Gets you a little confused, doesn't it? That's the way they trap people. Do you believe in the Word of God, Mr. Froese? Yes, I do. Is it the New Testament? Well, it's not available today. And the New Testament that you have in your hand there, that's a pagan translation. Don't blaspheme God's word by claiming that's his word. How can you blaspheme God's word when it doesn't exist, Mr. Frosa? Well, I'm busy right now. We'll talk about that later. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Things get a little confusing, don't they? When you have people like these Episcopals, like Mr. Frosa, like so many others out there that believe such things. Then there's John Hagee. He says the new covenant does not apply to the Jews. They shouldn't be evangelized. They shouldn't be proselytized. It does not apply to the Jews. He's basically saying when Peter and the apostles in Jerusalem were hauled before the rabbis of Sanhedrin and beaten and told, do not preach this Jesus, they should have done what they were told to do by the rabbis. Isn't that what John Hagee is saying? Peter, of course, the New Testament tells us, says we must obey God and not man. Pretty audacious to tell the Jewish Sanhedrin, we're not going to obey you, we're going to obey God. Friends, how many of you, I've never been beaten, well, I guess emotionally, psychologically, I've been beaten up by the feds and by thousands of evil, cruel letters into this ministry. People who hate me because I believe in the Word of God. They hate me because I believe in the New Testament. Yeah, I've been beaten up by them, but I've never been beaten with whips, flogged horribly, lashes on my body till the blood came, leaving scars. I believe that's what happened to the early apostles, to Peter there. Don't preach this Jesus anymore. This is a warning. And what did Peter say? We're going to do what God says. How many of you listening to me have ever been punished like Peter and the early Christians were, and yet they continued? Now, friends, I want to tell you something. I want to bring all this together. We can go on and on. I have the fact that the Jews now brought out a new gospel of Judas. Boy, they hate the New Testament because it says the Jews paid Judas 30 pieces of silver. The leaders of the synagogue did that. The leaders of the temple, in fact, paid him 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. Now they found a new gospel, and Judas becomes the good guy. You see how they're changing the Bible, trying to change it? Pretty soon that'll be incorporated into the New Testaments. Well, I want to assure you, friends, as long as I have breath in my lungs, as long as I have a tongue that can speak, I'm going to tell you the truth here on Power of Prophecy. I'm going to fight these evildoers. I'm going to fight those who have targeted the New Testament. I don't care if they say they're Christian or Jew. I'm going to fight them with every bit of power and every bit of wisdom that God gives me. I'm going to fight them. Will you join with me? Will you fight with me? That's what we're here for. You're not going to hear this on other programs. You're not going to hear about it anywhere on the radio today. But you'll hear about it here on Power of Prophecy. Friends, I'm Tex Mars, and I pray that you'll tune in each week. We've run out of time now. Please, though, tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.